So maybe you can talk a little bit more about the trial and maybe kind of what preceded it, particularly at ASH, and sort of where we were after ASH and when this data came in, so to speak.
So, as you say, over the recent months, we have been kind of overwhelmed with kind of an earthquake-like shattering of our, traditional approaches. For instance, at ASH, we had three very important frontline trials be presented, all actually comparing ibrutinib-based treatment, so a BTK inhibitor-based treatment, against the classical standard chemoimmunotherapies. One of those trials was the ILLUMINATE trial. This trial was a study for elderly patients with relevant comorbidities. Median age was, for instance, above 70. This trial had chlorambucil plus obinutuzumab as a standard arm. This had been established as a standard treatment in the CLL-11 trial. The experimental arm was ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab, so a chemo-free combination. And this trial showed dramatic superiority of ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab with regard to the primary endpoint. The next trial in a similar population, also patients aged above 65, was the so-called ALLIANCE trial. This trial tested as a standard arm bendamustine plus rituximab, the BR regimen, as compared to ibrutinib alone or ibrutinib plus rituximab, so a three-arm comparison. And both ibrutinib arms here again were markedly superior to BR. And last but not least, the third very important trial at ASH was the so-called ECOG 1912 trial. This trial put actually ibrutinib to the ultimate test. Namely, it compared it among young and fit CLL patients against the standard treatment that we have available for those, namely FCR, fludarabine, cyclophosphamide, plus rituximab. And again, in this trial, ibrutinib plus rituximab was dramatically superior with regard to the primary endpoint of progression-free survival as compared to FCR. But not only this, also with regard to overall survival, there was a significant difference in this trial with superiority of ibrutinib plus rituximab. And this trial, together with the other two, clearly established ibrutinib-based treatment as the treatment of choice for the majority of patients in the frontline treatment setting.